VOA News, reporting by remote. Ukraine's nuclear energy operator says Russian forces have performed secret work at Europe's largest nuclear power plant. The activity could shed light on Russia's unsubstantiated claim that these forces are preparing a so-called provocation involving a radioactive device. Ukraine's nuclear operator says Tuesday it assumes the Russians are preparing, quote, a terrorist act using nuclear materials and radioactive waste stored at the plants. It says the destruction of containers of spent nuclear fuel would lead to a radiation accident and the contamination of several hundred square kilometers of adjacent territories. Ukraine's foreign minister Tuesday said persistent Russian claims that he plans to detonate a dirty bomb made it look as though Moscow itself may be using the story as a pretext for escalation of the conflict. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Foreign Minister Dmytro Kalinin told a news conference in Kyiv the Russia story about Ukraine's plans to use a so-called dirty bomb, a weapon combining explosives and radioactive material designed to spread radiation and detonate, was misinformation. He said experts in UN International Atomic Energy would soon be arriving in Ukraine to help dispel the story. But he said what concerns him most is why Russia might be spreading.
This makes us worried that Russia might itself be preparing to commit a crime, which it tries to cover in advance by spreading this disinformation.
The U.S. State Department this week expressed the same concerns. He said if Russia attempted to use the story to justify any escalation in Ukraine, the world would know.
Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Find more on our website,
VOANews.com. The new one from Beyonce. It's coming up. We're going to hear from Imagine Dragons and Billie Eilish. Let's go.
Rishi Sunak has swiftly become Britain's prime minister, replacing Liz Truss, who was in charge for less than 2 months. AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
I've just been to Buckingham Palace and accepted His Majesty the King's invitation to form a government in his name.
Sunak's next move is to appoint a new team tasked with tackling a wide range of challenges, not just economic.
Right now, our country is facing a profound economic crisis. The aftermath of COVID still lingers. Putin's war in Ukraine has destabilized energy markets and supply chains the world over.
Mimi Montgomery, London.
Tens of thousands of Sudanese protesters on Tuesday marked the first anniversary of the coup that halted the country's transition towards democracy in the largest demonstration since mass marches in January. The protesters faced heavy tear gas and stun grenades as they marched towards the presidential palace in Khartoum and in Omdurman across the Nile, Reuters reporters said. The military takeover halted Sudan's transition from democracy following the overthrow of Omar al-Bashir in 2019 and plunged an economy already in crisis further into turmoil. A year on, Sudan's military leaders have not appointed a prime minister, while Islamists loyal to Bashir who were purged from the civil service have returned. Bashir remains in jail pending trial on charges he denies related to the coup that brought him to power in 1989 and the early 2000s war in Darfur. Adidas has ended its partnership with the rapper formerly known as Kanye West over his offensive and anti-Semitic remarks. The German sportswear company said Tuesday in a statement that it, quote, does not tolerate anti-Semitism and any other sort of hate speech, and called Ye's recent comments and actions, quote, unacceptable, hateful, and dangerous. It comes after Adidas faced pressures to cut ties with him and other celebrities on social media urging the company to act. Recapping our top story, Ukraine's nuclear energy operator says Russian forces have performed secret work at Europe's largest nuclear power plant. The activity could shed light on Russia's unsubstantiated claims that Kyiv's forces are preparing a so-called provocation involving a radioactive device. Find more on the story on our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.